let's review. Having discussed the importance of the mitzvah of kibbutz ve'aim, the Gemara now delineates the basic requirements of Meira and Kavod. Meira, the obligation to fear and revere one's parents, includes lo'emid b'mkaymai, v'lo'yeshev b'mkaymai, not to stand or sit in their regular place, v'lo'yisay says devarav, not to contradict them, and v'lo'ymachriyai, not to decide a dispute between his parent and someone else. And kibud, the obligation to honor one's parents, includes ma'achal or mashke, to feed them, malbush machasa, to clothe them, ma'achnas u'maitzi, and to transport them wherever necessary. The Gemara discusses whether this mitzvah also involves a financial obligation. Mishel mi, whose funds are used to pay for the parents' needs? Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Mishel ben, the son's funds. Rabbi Nosson Ba'oishi Amar, Mishel av, the father's funds. The Gemara tries to bring several proofs. The pasuk says, Kabbat es avicha v'esemecha, and Kabbat es Hashem ahoincha, and the brisa compares their halachas. Ma'alahalim b'chasar and kis, av kam b'chasar and kis. Both require expenditures, indicating that a parent is supported in Mishel ben. The Gemara answers that this may refer to bitl malacha, his loss of income while he cares for his parents. The Gemara cites a braisa, Beis achim shnei shutafin hu ava benoi harave tamidoi. Any two people who care for each other's needs, including a father and a son, paiden ze leze maiser sheni. They may redeem each other's maiser sheni and are not required to add a fifth that an owner does when he redeems his own maiser. Similarly, umachilin ze leze maiser ani. They may give each other their maaser ani if they are poor. Now, if a son must support his father from his own resources, nimtze ze perei achayv mishal aniyim. He's using maaser ani to pay his personal obligations. The Gemara answers lahadafa. He may only use maaser ani to supply his father with anything beyond his basic needs. Nevertheless, Amar Bihuda tave me'era lamisha machlas of maaser ani. It's not proper to use maaser ani because a filach is zila be'milsa. It's shameful to use tzedakah funds for one's father's needs. Rabbi Eliezer established the parameters of kibbutz ve'aim as kidei sheyitol aron kivi as a kenel liyam b'fanav ve'ena machlimai. Even if a parent throws a purse of money into the sea, he should not respond disrespectfully. Apparently, the mitzvah applies even at a loss of one's money. The Gemara answers b'ro liyarshay. Rabbi Eliezer is referring to a purse owned by the parent. Nevertheless, the son has a vested interest in preserving his father's possessions as well, since he is his heir. The Gemara cites a braisa that discusses how a son should speak when disagreeing with his parent regarding a Torah matter. Hare shahaya aviv oivir al divri Torah, al yomer loy abba varta al divri Torah. One should not tell his father, you have transgressed a Torah law. Similarly, al yomer loy abba kach kasaba Torah. Should not say that this is what the Torah says, because si'ur kumet zarali. He will be hurt, because it's essentially saying that he transgressed. Rather, oimer loy abba mikru kasaba Torah kach. He should inform him of what the Torah says, and he will understand on his own that he transgressed. The Gemara discusses conflicts between kibbutz ve'aim and other mitzvahs. Abba oimer hashkeni mayim u'mitzvah lasis. If a parent makes a request, and another mitzvah also needs to be done, manich ani kvayt abba vo'isa es mitzvah shani v'abba chayavim b'mitzvah. One should do the mitzvah, because both he and his father are obligated to perform mitzvahs. However, Isa ben Yehuda says, im efshal l'mitzvah li'asas al de'acherim, if it's possible for someone else to do the mitzvah, it's preferable for him to honor his father and leave the mitzvah to others. The Gemara rules, Omer of Masna, halacha ki Isa ben Yehuda, the halacha follows this opinion. The Gemara cites a machlekes regarding waiving one's honor. Omer of Chizda, ha'av shamachal al kavayda, kavayda machal. A father can waive his son's obligation to honor him. However, ha'rav shamachal al kavayda, in kavayda machal, a rebbe cannot waive his honor. Rabbi Yisuf Amar, fellow Rav Shemachal al Kavaydik Vaydimachal. A Rebbe can also waive his honor. As the Pasuk says, Vashem Hoylich Lefneim Yoimim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself served Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara explains, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Alma Dilehu, V'Tayra Dilehu, Machal Eile Yikre. The world and the Tayra belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so he can forgo his honor. Similarly, Tamal Chacham, Tayra Dilehi. After one toils in Tayra, it is considered his, as the Pasuk says, U'Visarasa Yegiyim Balayla. Nevertheless, even if a Rebbe waives his honor, Hidr me'evet le'bayu, a student should still show some honor, as Rashi explains, l'nua ma'at kilu roitz alamad mipanav, to rise slightly as if he intends to stand up. The Gemara next discusses another machlokes regarding nasi shemachal al kavayde, whether a nasi can waive his honor. Rabbi Yehuda holds in kavayde machal, Rabbi Shuri Reb Tzadik holds kavayde machal, as we find Avram, gadol hadar haya. Avram Avinu was the leader of his generation, and the pasuk says, v'hoi med alayim, he served others, even though, le'nedamaloi el larvim, he thought they were Arabs. Even more so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashav ruches u'mal nasiim u'marid matur matzmech adama v'orich shulchan lefnei kol echad v'yachad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself supports and feeds the entire world. However, all agree that melech shemachal ha-kavodoy in kavodoy machal. A king cannot waive his honor because the pasuk says, sim tasim alecha melech shetehei emasi alecha, a king must inspire fear. The Gemara now begins to discuss the obligation to honor elders and sages. The pasuk says, you should rise before the aged, honor the presence of elders, and fear Hashem. The Gemara cites three interpretations of this pasuk. Tanakhama says, "Ein zaken elo chacham." The term zaken refers to a sage, as the pasuk says, "Esverli shivim ish mezikne Yisrael." Therefore, we assume that the word seva also refers to a chacham, and one is not obligated to honor zaken Hashemai, as Rashi explains, "Ashem rasha v'ama aretz." An ignorant, wicked person, even if he is old. Also, yonik v'chacham lo. There's no pasuk that obligates one to stand before a young sage, as Rashi explains, because the Tanakhama compares it to Zikni Yisrael, v'hasim zikeinu v'chacham hayu. They were both elders and sages. V'yisek lili aymer ein zaken ele misha chakana chachma. A zaken refers to one who acquired wisdom. As the pasuk says, Hashem kaneini reishis darkai. Therefore, he agrees with the Tanakhama that we assume that Seva also refers to a Chacham and not to Zaken Hashmai. However, he disagrees with the Tanakhama that the term Zaken does obligate honoring Yanek V'Chacham, a young sage, because he interprets the word Zaken based on the understanding of the word in Zaken Ela Misha Kana Chachma, with no connection to age. Isi ben Yehuda Emer, Mepnei Seva Takum, Afil Kol Seva B'mashma, since Zaken refers to a Chacham, the word Seva includes any elder, even Zaken Hashmai, and the term Zaken obligates one to honor even Yanek V'Chacham, a young sage. The Gemara Daf Lamed Gimel rules Halacha Ki'isi Ben Yehuda. The Gemara continues discussing the obligations of Kim and Hider in the next Daf.